back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to Tango TV's Premier Talkback Program B, where today, on the Program B, we'll be discussing... That's very cheesy, I should probably ditch that. We'll be discussing speedrunning, and we have an eclectic mix of speedrunners today, both from within and without the Doom community, and in addition to co-host Tarnsman. They are Dime, who was formerly with Team Liquid, doing speedruns for RTSs. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And we have the Green Herring, who's, of course, a very prolific speedrunner, and Do, who's crazy.
Hello.
Hey.
Many things that could potentially be discussed today. And I'm not a speedrunner myself, but I imagine if I was, I wouldn't be, because I get incredibly frustrated with the act. I think it's one thing that makes me angry, it's speedrunning. Currently I'm attempting to set part times, but I'm going to have to pull up after that project's done, because I swear, I'll shorten my life expectancy. If I keep
it. What are you going to do for E2 and E3? We expect you to set the part times for
those.
I'll
have to drink absinthe before I even sit down. That's what I'll have to do. Prepare myself that way. Anyway, yeah, again, many things we could potentially talk about, both within and without the realm of Doom, since we do have Dime here. But just sticking to Doom, first of all, because it is catered quite well to speedrunners. What is the sort of ideal map for a speedrun, anyway? I mean, is there something you just wouldn't imagine attempting, that you wouldn't bother to attempt, assuming, of course, it's compatible with speedrunning in the first place?
That depends on what you mean by speedrunning, because in Doom, speedrunning means actually a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have the maxing, and you have the actual speedrunning, and, of course, in the former, you want to see... some weapon action and some monsters.
Yeah.
In actual speedrunning, you're focused on the cleanness of movement and, well, tricks, of course.
Right, I guess I'm thinking of a certain, if there's a certain shape to a map, like if a certain layout is done in a certain way to make it actually enjoyable to speedrun, rather than just successful, for example. I mean, I was playing... back to NX, I was playing Map 20, which is US Mustard Company, for those of you who know it. Crazy title.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that wasn't very fun to speedrun. I mean, I got it done in the end, but it's quite a monster sort of clogging up corridors, and I was forced to sort of, rather than slay them past them, which is my preferred tactic, I have to sort of stand back and take pot shots, almost to the point where it's just like I'm playing the level normally, just really quickly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it with these like adventure maps that you can't really progress much faster than the mapper just didn't provide you ways to, you know, cut corners and just speed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty much you have to rely on the regular route, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not always fun to speed run.
Mm-hmm. Could just be a preference, I don't know. But TGH, you do a heck of a lot of speedrunning. You're very prolific. I mean, I guess you might have a preference as to what sort of map you'd like to do, and which map sort of you'd hate for speedrunning, for example.
The only maps that I would hate to do speedruns on are levels that have perpetually moving platforms.
Oh.
That's it.
That's it? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, because those move... Those platforms move up and down on their own, but the thing is, the direction they start going is chosen at random. Mm.
Yeah, that is quite annoying, even though I use them all the time because I like them. One of the things that
probably to piss people off, by the way, Thomas, when you like that. You specifically did a Map 19 about the next to piss off speedrunners. Those are your own words. So, throw them out there.
I think that speedrunning, though, actually can open up new opportunities to enjoy a map that you normally, like, would not enjoy. Like, I think speedrunning can make things like mazes more interesting because, like, of the complexity of having to, you know the optimal route to get through the maze, or, like, if you're maxing it, having to do, I believe the Green Herring has done a couple of maze levels where you actually had to, like, chart the maze out and figure out exactly where each monster was.
Mm-hmm.
Tarnsman is correct. There's one maze level in particular I never ever want to do again because it is the single most annoying level I ever made.
Mm.
It was a hedge maze that was that was half the height of the player character, and you had no free movement except for the maze and right. the areas around the maze. And at random, there are lines in the middle of the maze that teleport you all the way back to the start. And if you want to get 100% kills in secrets, if you want to get 93% secrets, I think it was, you'd have to go through 41 doors all around the map.
You counted them all as well. It's quite a specific number.
Oh, that's excellent. Dude does bring up the excellent point that there's so many different types of speedrunning in Doom. That's one of the things that makes it, you know, really diverse. One map might be extremely easy to, like, regular speedrun, like many of the maps in Kama Sutra, which have ridiculously, like, easy tricks. I believe map 26, is it, that can be completed in 0 seconds?
Zero.
Yeah, by getting rocked yes. backwards into the exit by the Cyber Demon at the start.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Although
it's...
While
I think it depends on luck, though.
It does kind of depend on luck. Well, maxing the map would probably take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a fairly long slaughter map, actually.
So, I think that's one of the things that makes Doom speedrunning interesting. And we see it again, like, in Quake and other, you know, around this time games when they come to speedrunning. So, my question to Dime is, compared mm-hmm. to the other games, like modern games that you've speedrun, is that one of the things that makes Doom interesting to speedrun to you? Is, like, how diverse the gameplay is that makes certain things totally different depending on how you tackle them?
Well, I think the biggest thing about Doom compared to modern speedrunning is the games I did before Doom. I did StarCraft and then Super Meat Boy and Bashi before I went to Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing about StarCraft is in a 2.5 hour run, you have an hour of auto-scrollers. Can you imagine 1 hour of auto-scrollers?
Wow.
In a speedrun? Mm-hmm. So the thing about Doom is it's very momentum-based. Is you're able to get on a roll, and it's fun from start to finish. And there's also a really good skill cap, is it's very easy to tell, say, a beginner player from a master player, and that's what I love about Doom, is you have a full range of skill levels.
In something like Doom, you can get a heck of a lot of variables, like as the Green Herring was mentioning there, with back a little bit with moving platforms. They start randomly, and that's going to affect your run. And such as the paciness of Doom, I guess that you can just start the map again and it's not a problem. But maybe that's not the case with an RTS, I don't know. Do you get that many different variables in a real-time strategy game like that?
I would say RTS in general is quite a bit lower. If you're talking about variables, I guess a lot of speedrunners would say RNG. And
right.
if you take a look at a game like Grand Theft Auto, everything is RNG.
Yeah.
Or Final Fantasy, like you don't know how much damage you're going to take,
right.
or...
Exactly.
You know...
So, I guess it's a heck of a lot more room for error, then? You just sort of shrug them off if you get unlucky? Or would you be prepared
yeah.
to just start again and just say whatever? Does everything have to fall your way, I guess?
Well, for Doom, my biggest interest isn't really ILs. Like, there's a lot of IL runners out there, but I've always looked at the single-segment full run, and that's the thing I'm interested in. And you can't have perfect luck start to finish. It's just not going to happen.
Mm.
You can't necessarily just restart when you're at level 18 and you get a little bit of bad luck. It makes no sense.
Right, and that's another thing, going back to like the diversity of Doom speedruns, is that you have stuff where like it's very easy to, you know, just say, well, I'm going to, you know, play 32 levels and see how fast I can do them. Because, you know, even the really robust and draggy map sets... I'm pretty sure that if you were quick enough, you could get through something like Eternal Doom in like 3 hours or something.
Actually, I'd like to point out that what Dime said is true for all the like modern P-words and everything, but I'd say it's already not true for Doom 2, because one speedrunner called Looper, he... basically ruined the world for us, because he basically ran a perfect run through it. He did it exactly that. He got perfect luck on every map.
Mm-hmm.
He got all the tricks And yeah, now he improved the world record by several minutes, which is pretty ridiculous when you think about it, because the world record stood for almost 10 years. So yeah, it can be done with a ridiculous amount of practice. you can just basically one player do a live test of Doom iWads.
Are you more impressed personally by those who do runs? Because I'm not very clued in the sort of difference, the specific differences between what is considered to be a tool-assisted run and what isn't. So could you educate me on that point, perhaps?
Well, of course, doing a run properly is, of course, the king discipline. You can't ever beat a performance done without tests. But that doesn't take away a sense of enjoyment from watching a proper test.
Right. There was it's one just that, cooperative run through, which
also by Looper.
Was that also him?
By Looper. Oh wow, yeah, that the four
bots, they managed to get to the game, yes. And I can't remember how many minutes.
No monsters, four player co-op through Doom 2.
Hmm.
Like 10 minutes or something crazy.
No, I guess
9 minutes, 41 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. I guess when it's not tool-assisted, there's the human element, which makes it entertaining. Yeah. But then there's what computers can achieve, I guess, when it's tools-assisted. So it's both enjoying in two different ways.
Yeah. It was especially enjoyable because it actually introduced new tricks. Like, we thought that couldn't happen anymore. Like, we all knew Doom 2... Map in, map out, like everything. We knew everything about it. But then, yeah, map 29 was a fucking shock. That, like, seeing that for the first time, that just floored everyone. But even map 31 was, crazy, because when you think about it, it's so simple that you can wall run on each other. Like, two players can wall run on each other. It's such a simple idea.
Do you think perhaps there's more room for a cooperative speedrunning? Like, it doesn't get given enough thought?
Yes, it is. There is, because this run in particular just inspired some players, some French players, some French speedrunners, mm-hmm. into making a hell of a lot recent co-op speedruns. They basically specialize in it. So, basically, Looper, with his incredible tricks, he revived the iWOT competition that was basically dead for a lot of years, because basically everyone thought it was optimized. And in case, it's clear it wasn't.
Sure. Now, I guess this is a question for anyone, so it's not specific to them, but it does interest me, I guess, since I started sitting part-times myself, and I was personally frustrated by the experience, so I rarely ever get angrier than that. But do you speedrun to set a best time, or just to have fun?
I try speedrunning when I speedrun, I try to set a best time, because I treat all the WADs I play on like I was recording for a competition.
Uh-huh. Now, but that itself is enjoyment, right? Like, it's not like just do it just because, like, oh man, I really want to, you know, have this time because my edict or something. It's like, you know, maxing the level requires a lot of thought, figuring out routes and stuff.
Yeah, it's enjoyment.
The question is kind of birthed from the fact that Tomsman says that, you know, once you start speedrunning a map, you can play the map incredibly differently. You can... It's a completely different experience. So I imagine there will be some people out there who just simply elect to speedrun because that's just a fun way to play the game, not necessarily because they want to set a best time, which is how it's traditionally known to be.
The demo campaign from which most of my demo collection comes from involves me going through the entire Doom levels directory over at the id Games archive. Mm-hmm. And trying to get a recorded demo on each one. It was started by some Russian guy named Michael Novikov in something like 1998, and he retired in the 2003 or something. One day I decided to continue from where he left off.
Oh, really? I thought that was just started by you because you were like, I'm going to go through the id games.
I was continuing someone else's work, and every time I wanted to, because there was like a whole episode up next, after I record that episode, I go back and improve his times and record demos on WADs he didn't record on, because they weren't on id games at the time.
Now, that campaign, it's not going by year, right? It's going by alphabetical order?
Yes, alphabetical order.
I guess that spares you, sort of. I mean, I was actually about to say, you're going through the id games archive, isn't that just going to be absolute torture? But then I thought...
I totally love the element of, like, it being a blind bag. Like, TGH can never know if he's going to draw, you know, a good WAD or just a fucking filler, something like that.
Well, it's interesting because I imagine if you're focusing specifically on the task of speedrunning, you can almost enjoy any map. I mean, unless the map is just very bad for speedrunners. I mean, a map that might be regarded as just 1994 quality, totally arse up, sort of that sort of quality. I mean, if you're really focusing on speedrunning, I guess you can look past that, maybe. And just in
yeah,
the way the effort and the accent.
You don't have to worry about looks or something like that. You're just in it to run through it.
So
I guess,
are you quite happy doing what you're doing, TGH? You're not under any
pressure? Sometimes I get really angered by the level I'm doing, but in the end, I think them as good achievements. Oh, and also I provide written reviews of each level I do.
Oh.
So I provide information as well.
That's handy.
And also information on tricks I used and such. Anyway, sorry. You can speak, Dime. I'm sorry.
Not an issue. So there's two ways to answer this question. So the first thing is, again, I'm going to go back to StarCraft.
Yes.
Is I played in a very competitive environment where there was three separate scenes. So you had the Korean scene, which I'm sure everyone knows from StarCraft.
Of course.
You don't, I'd be a little bit shocked.
Uh-huh.
There's the European scene, and then there was the North American scene, which was seen as basically dying and just not as good as everyone else. Mm-hmm. So part of the reason I went to speedrunning is for more of a community aspect.
Right.
And just less people who are ragging on you for being kind of this weaker scene. Because if you're the weaker scene, and it doesn't matter what you do, it didn't really matter how good you are, you're still worse than Europe, you're still worse than Korea, no matter how good you got relative to your scene. So it got really demotivating. And if you don't have that community aspect or people building yourself up,
mm-hmm.
then it's hard to move forward.
Were there any speedrunners in StarCraft who also were known as being professional players, or was it a sort of a segregated community within a community?
I would say it was to the side. For StarCraft, it's just, I think the first thing is people go to ladder. That's just what StarCraft is.
Yep.
So you didn't get as many people going to speedrunning, mm-hmm. but also StarCraft has so many auto-scrollers, like I go back to, it's not a good speedrun.
Right.
Like by a fun standard.
Mm-hmm. Now, by speedrunning StarCraft, do you mean like the campaign or...
Yes, I'm talking about the campaign.
Yeah, there must be custom material, though, or maybe not.
Nope, just the campaign. Okay.
So I guess that setting a bit of time would be a high priority when you only have one sort of set of maps to actually play through.
Yes, so it's very time-based. And then if I'm going to go to the other side of that, one of my goals for the near future is, if you've ever heard of Awesome Games Done Quick, set by Speed Demos Archive,
vaguely.
Well, pretty much it's a huge charity event, and last year they raised something like $500,000.
Oh.
150 speedrunners, and I think they maxed at about 55,000 viewers on Twitch, which
mm-hmm.
is huge.
That is impressive.
So one of my goals is to get Final Doom Plutonia in for 2014. And if you're going to get in, I can't have, like, a crappy time. It has to be an optimized run. Or at least, you know, it has to be... I can't be doing it in an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Okay. And that's very cool. Because Plutonia is much harder than, well, the regular Dooms.
Maybe Duke could be your coach. That'd be cool. Get a team going.
Wasn't there... There was a... Last year... There was a Doom and Doom 2 speedrun, right? By Kubelwagen, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I would say his Doom 1 run for on-stream was pretty good.
It was solid.
The Doom 2 one was a little bit weaker.
Yeah, he used he actually resorted to use saves, I think. He died on some map.
Well, that's going to happen. There's just so many variables to Doom that getting a perfect run in a very stressful situation like that, like even if you put someone like Looper in that situation, you do not know how well he's going to do.
Of course.
Like a massive stream. Like he could choke. I don't know.
Right. And going back to Plutonia, since you brought it up, Plutonia is actually one of the things I really like about it is that it came up with a lot of the tricks, like for speedrunning, like... death exiting for a speed run and stuff like that is all that initiated in Plutonia.
Uh-huh. The thing about Plutonia tricks is that those tricks were, as far as I know, they weren't intentional. So, this was basically the demo scene community. Raping the Doom engine at full force.
Which I honestly think it makes it more interesting. Like, looking at something like Kama Sutra, where a lot of the maps can be completed in, like, 5 seconds because Gusta is extremely, like, here's this super...
Yeah, he loves just imitating those tricks.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's probably what Fons mentioned, wanted to hear earlier, that basically it started... Speedrunning started as, you know, a lot of exploiting of Doom engine bugs. Like, I would have a lot of bugs like that you can exploit to your heart's content. But we moved to a point where we just know all these tricks, and you can only... find unintentional tricks in newbie mappers' maps.
Right.
I think my favorite speedrunning trick is the one you can do on Doom 2 map 27. Like, one of my favorites anyway. Like, the exit is supposed... You're supposed to open the exit using the red key.
Yes.
The front is locked, but the other side isn't. But normally you're not able to open it. But you can trick the archvile into running right up to the door, and he'll open it for you.
Fantastic.
And you can beat the low without using any keys.
It's great.
Like,
yeah.
See, like a lot of people like foolproof their maps nowadays against like tricks like that, and I honestly don't like that when a map does that. Like,
absolutely agreed. The joy I feel when I break something horrendously in the knowing like, that it's the final release and it can't be fixed.
This is actually, I've been a playtester on a lot of high-profile projects lately, and this is a thing that I've been, like, promoting that I was trying to, still have tricks inside, but not totally obvious tricks. Like, I know what you mean by Kama Sutra or some Plutonia 2 levels, especially the Gusta levels, being too obvious with the tricks. Like, someone sees the trick and he will just get it in within 15 minutes of trying, and it's over. Like, no one can improve it. like I did with Plutonia 2 Map 5. That was actually my first speedrun ever I posted on Doomworld.
No.
I just speedrun it in like 15 minutes after Plutonia 2 was released, and yeah, game over. No one can beat that. So that's not a good trick. That's not a good, well-designed trick in a map. Like, it's trying to be like Plutonia, but it's way too obvious. So, yeah, I've been trying to help mappers to just find, like, this equilibrium to have the tricks be there still, to, like, allow speedrunners to enjoy some of these fun tricks, but they have to be challenging and not trivial.
Right. One of the mantras we had for when we were making, well, I guess we still are making Doom 2 the way it did, is that we wouldn't deliberately put in faults in order to have authenticity. If we found faults, we'd leave them in. But we wouldn't deliberately create them. Although I did do on one occasion, because we were lacking a fault of that kind. That's a different story. Yeah, I feel it's actually very similar for speedrunning, really. Deliberately putting in map breaks, to me, doesn't make sense. And I don't think that's what we'd be calling for in the modern community when we say, you know, speedrunning isn't all about getting to the map normally in the fastest time. It's just about getting to the end as quick as you can. And if breaking a map means you can do that, then you should exploit that. That doesn't mean, therefore, you should include faults in the map that allow you to do that. It's that if you discover a fault that would allow to make speedrunning more fun for that map, just leave it in.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
I won't lie. Finding a new trick that wasn't intended is the sweetest, like, feeling you get.
One of my favorite things is seeing a due piece of feedback that says, "By the way, you can totally sequence break this." And perfect. I'm not fixing that.
If Jim was a smart man, he wouldn't mention anything. He would keep his mouth shut until final release.
Yeah, but this, if I'm playtesting it, I have to, mention it, you know. I can't keep it quiet. Like, I have to tell, you know, the mapper it's there. Like, because sometimes it's so map-breaking that he has to know. Like, he has to, like, just remove it.
Dime, can you get map breaks in something like an RTS? Playing StarCraft, are there, like, bugs that you can exploit or anything like that? Or is it just play the map as you normally would, but as fast as you possibly can? I hope things fall in your favor.
Well, the first one for Wings of Liberty was with Terran. And one of the biggest map breaks you can do is lift your buildings. So you would do a lot of proxies. There would be ways to manipulate the AI. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes using air units to go places you weren't really intended. So a map that was supposed to take 45 minutes can suddenly take 5. I would say the best example is there's a map called Mav the Void.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a research you can get at 25 Protoss research.
Right.
And you can use something called drop pods. Now, since you can get ghosts and nuclear missiles, you can finish this 45-minute map in about 3 minutes using 4 drop pods, using cloak, and just nuking the target.
In a way, it sounds to me as though StarCraft 2 might be a game that you could actually exploit just as well as you could the original StarCraft, just for its inclusion of certain cool features that maybe the developers weren't really considering that you might exploit in a way to do that sort of thing. Because, you know, they don't think about speedrunners. Why would they? And it's just to be cool and have an enjoyable game. So I imagine that whereas in StarCraft 2 there might be bugs or something, there are just features that you can use in StarCraft 2 that would make speedrunning fun like that, I guess. Or maybe I'm
just... That's the big difference between SC2 and Brood War, or at least at this point, because it hasn't been out long enough. But in Brood War, there was the invincible drone glitch.
Right.
The one. And you could just send a drone at 1 HP, and you could attack it with anything you wanted, and it wouldn't die. I have no idea. I just know it was awesome when I saw it the first time. There was also another one, Zerg Map 1, where I'm not sure how they did it, but they kind of squished the drone against the side of the map, and it has something to do with the hitbox, and suddenly you could, if you built a hatchery in that spot, it would... like, teleport the hatchery somewhere else, and you'd finish the mission in, like, 8 seconds.
Teleport the hatchery? Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
It sounds like I missed out.
But no, it's good that that SRL is getting into Doom, because particularly blind runs, the Doom community does quite a bit of that in the FDA form, but most right. people's FDAs are more like, this is what happened the first time I played the level. We don't really have a, I'm going to try and get through something as fast as I possibly can the first time scene.
The FDA stands for First Demo Attempt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but usually the players don't even know the difficulty of the maps they are entering. Mm-hmm. So they have to enter the FDA basically
blind.
Not knowing, yeah, totally blind. Like they don't know if they're entering an easy map or a Skepland map. Mm-hmm. So
oh god, that's actually something you guys should do. I'd love to see a blind run of Skepland.
Yeah, that will go fine. I actually FDA'd Skepland on HMP, which was doable. It was doable. But it was challenging, very challenging for me. So yeah, it's Skepland.
Well, the funny story is my first priority with the races wasn't really the races that I was thinking about so much initially. It was more to show people that there was more to Doom than just Doom 1, Doom 2, and Final Doom. Right. And I wanted a way to show that other content through a different method.
That's now, interesting. Okay, so you came back to the community, or how did you get reinterested in Doom?
Like, well, I played Doom, I guess it would be 18 years ago for the first time when I was 4 or 5. This was, of course, when my parents were, you know, Doom's kind of violent. These days, we wouldn't really be saying that anymore, but, you know, I played it anyhow, or I found ways. And then, I guess, 18 years later, or no, sorry, I started it up again when I was 17 or 18, probably in around 2008. Mm-hmm. So I bought it off Steam, and I figured out that there was something called source port. So I didn't have to play it on vanilla Steam, and it does not sound good on vanilla Steam, and it doesn't play well on modern computers. A lot of sensitivity issues and very frustrating. So I played PWADs, and I practiced and practiced for years. So that's why when I kind of came now, I had a lot of knowledge of the tricks and stuff, even if not each one. So I kind of got into it pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. So you just immediately went into, like, custom content upon coming back to Doom.
Well, how I got back, or how I got into actual speedrunning was Garrison started this initiative with Speedruns Live, and I said, okay, so I dropped every other game and I went to Doom. Like, just like that.
That works. Okay, and so do a lot of people involved in the SRL community not really, like, they don't really think of modern PWADs or user design levels for Doom?
No, I would say a lot of people don't know about them at all.
Okay.
Tomsman, how's your playthrough of Scythe going?
I didn't play Scythe, I played Vanguard and gave up on map 2 because I kept dying, and then I went and back to 7 next maps.
Actually, Vanguard map 2 has a string of pretty cool tricks.
Yeah?
I know, because I have this speedrun record. Yeah, and actually those were pretty much unintentional tricks. Because at that point, Skillsaw was just, you know, freeform mapping, experimenting without, you know, really having any of the advanced feedback. And yeah, so he kind of left a lot of speed tricks in. And I have to admit, it was kind of sweet speedrunning Vanguard, because it involved discovering, like, untested and new tricks.
Okay, so that's interesting. No, I didn't know that Vanguard had a whole bunch of tricks like that. And that seems like one of the, you know, not as exploitable map sets, but No, I can see where it could probably be pretty exploitable. And you probably could do a lot of sequence break stuff. So I'll have to watch that demo. That actually does sound
Let's actually talk about some of those more interesting tricks, because some of them are coming to mind right now, and I just realized that I've no idea what half of them are, or actually how you implement them. For example, the void glide. I've heard that thrown around a lot, but I've no idea how it's implemented. I think something to do with E2M6. Does anyone know any more about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Void glide is, it's the current pinnacle of, speedrunning right now, because it was the latest trick that was fully described. it was known to happen before. A few players encountered it in, the 90s as a glitch. Uh-huh. But no one really thought of it as, something that could be exploited.
Uh-huh.
They didn't really think about it. And suddenly, someone tried to, get it intentionally, and they found it on E2M6. That was the place where it was found. And actually, in a streak of luck, that same map is actually, exitable from the void by another trick, which pretty much started the void glide hype.
Oh, you can hit the exit switch from outside, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. If that other trick wasn't there, it would probably just die out.
Right.
People would probably lose interest very fast. But the combination, the magical combination of these two tricks actually started sort of a hype that made some people just go through a really ridiculous amount of wards looking for the same setup.
But how does it work? How do you actually trigger it in the first place?
There was a massive thread about it, where several people put all their free time into, researching it. And basically what it comes to is that there has to be a certain geometry there for you to just run through the walls. There has to be a sharp angle, it has to be 90 degrees at maximum. I think that it's 30 degrees minimum. I'm not exactly sure. Basically,
two line divs that connect at a point,
yeah.
and they're drawn at 45 degree angles.
It doesn't have to be 45 degrees. That was actually decided. I discovered it could be basically anything between 90 and 30. But they have to be. The lower line has to be at 45 degrees towards the axis.
Has anyone been able to execute it on any other map, or is that the only map?
The lower line has to be at 45 degrees to orthogonal axis,
right.
And the corner has to be pointed eastwards. That's
very specific.
Yeah, that's extremely specific, and no one knows why exactly that's happening.
So
it has to be a corner
node
pointing,
builder, for example. I mean, it's not
it has to be pointing eastwards, and the lower line has to be at 45 degrees to axis.
Right.
The upper line, the upper line of the corner can be at different angles. Yeah, but that's exactly it.
So on and so forth. But, has it been recreated anywhere else, or is it just that map?
Actually, yes. There's a really extremely cool, it's probably the most ridiculous demo ever created by Graza.
Oh, okay.
It's on a really obscure ward no one but him would ever find. he probably had to sweep through a lot of wards to just find this particular combination.
Pit 3.
Where, yeah, pit 3. He goes outside of the map on Nightmare.
Uh-huh.
And then he triggers another trick where he just travels around the whole, map.
That's theoretically possible, isn't it? You can loop back on the map. Ridiculous.
Yes, he does exactly that. So he comes back to the map from the opposite side,
mm-hmm.
and then he triggers the exit, kind of like in E2 M6, mm-hmm. where he just presses the switch from the outside of the map.
It sounds to me like there's an opportunity there to actually make a map set based on that. I mean, it sounds ludicrous.
I tried.
If you could do that, you could tack it onto the other greats like Cyber Dreams and Archvile Jumping, or at least there was a map set that was based around that.
Yeah, I actually created like a prototype situation for that,
yeah.
where you get outside of the map, but I couldn't achieve 100% reliability.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Well, see, actually, I think that if you can't do it every single time, that kind of makes it more of a valid speedrunning trick.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I tried to make it into a script that would throw every player outside of the map.
Oh. Like, it's like a demonstration of how the trick worked.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty much 100% if... Like, I created a map where just barrel explosions threw you out of the map. And, but you have to kind of, like, walk straight into the teleporter. Do not fuck with, the TRNG.
Sure.
That kind of makes me want to see something like a map where somebody gets, like, the best time by blowing up a barrel and blowing their corpse out of the map into the exit.
Through the void into the exit, yes.
Actually, there's even a simpler way to exit from the void. The Nukage exits where your health drops, the E1 M8 exits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Beyond 10%. That the feature of the sectors gets replicated outside of the map as well. Like, right. the sectors outstretch
everywhere
outside the map into infinity.
Excellent.
Like, so sectors stack like that just propagate into infinity, into the void, just in that direction of the sector. So if you go outside the map, step onto this propagated sector, you exit the map.
It seems to me that there really isn't that much of an emphasis on skill in Doom anymore. You hear it a lot in other games, whether or not they have a speedrunning community or not. But, I mean, speaking about who's the best at playing the game or something like that, it seems to me a discussion that started out, you know, many, many, many years ago. Although, I guess if you were forced to pull a name out of the hat, you might mention someone like, I don't know, you guys would know better than me. I don't know, Belial? Belial was a thing. I mean, who is actually the best at Doom? Pure knowledge. And would you base it on speedrunning? Is that like the only way you can gauge that?
If you mean by speedrunning, well, that comes kind of like to who likes who. Like, my idols would be easily like, for a general speedrunning, it would be Vile.
Right.
Like, hands down, if you think someone's better than Vile, then you're just not enough.
Objectively
not good
wrong.
Enough at Doom.
Yeah, you're
objectively wrong, and you don't know enough about Doom.
XDX Vile? Real name Drew DeVore?
Yeah. That's,
do these guys still speedrun?
Yeah, actually, he's beating some competent records like on a weekly basis right now. Just and he's just doing it for fun, you know. He said, I used to be, you know, I used to try too hard and I didn't enjoy speedrunning so much, so now I'm playing it more casually.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's just casually beating the old records, you know.
do you think there's actually room to discuss skill in Doom a little bit more? Or, like, do you think there are certain things that could be introduced into the community in order to highlight that?
Well,
I mean, like, the reintroduction of Compe10, I'm not actually sure really what's going on there, or in what manner it was reintroduced in, or who's overseeing that at the moment. Is anyone actually clued in on the Compe10 situation?
I thought it had just been running this whole time. I thought people just keep adding to it.
It kind of technically closed in 2005 because it's webmaster Adam Hege, or however the Hungarian pronunciation goes, vanished from the community.
That's the right pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, Adam Hege, okay. Anyway, it kind of closed in 2005 because Adam Hege vanished from the community, and for years people have been contributing to the competing via demos submitted in a single thread on Doomworld.
Okay.
All the way up until until the guy named FX got permission to resurrect the Compedon in, I think it was 2012 or something.
Right, yeah.
I forgot.
That's what I was thinking of. And yeah. Is it just still using the old... Because it only hosts a number of, or only supports a number of map sets, so if you speedrun it through on its side, doesn't it?
It uses... still uses the old map sets, but
right.
I think there was a discussion of introducing some new ones, I think.
Right.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
And if they were proposing to introduce some new map sets, would you like to suggest any?
I think there was a suggestion of Icarus or something. I don't
right.
know.
I mean, again, these
actually,
are all old map sets.
Actually, this is kind of thing I would like to touch briefly, because
yeah.
This is something I've discussed with Anders Jonsson,
uh-huh.
The author of Alien Vendetta,
uh-huh.
and a pretty prolific, competent speedrunner. And we pretty much agreed on that some of the... what's currently present in the competent shouldn't really be there. And I'm talking obviously about Requiem. That what is completely speedrun unfriendly. And,
railings. Fucking railings.
Yeah, it's a rail shooter basically. It's a some maps are so ridiculous that you have speedruns differing from max runs in like 20 seconds on an 8-minute time.
Wow.
Like the speedrun would be 7 something and the max run would be 8 something. That's ridiculous. Like and this shouldn't have happened. Like back at the time, Adam Hagee he widened the, you know, the VAT selection because he wanted to like spark new life into the competition.
Sure.
So they added new WADs to just have new players just try at every random map, bring some times and, but it didn't bring out actual competition. It what it brought was Jim Leonard, aka.
Zitvono
basically just, you know, doing table filling all of these maps with, let's say, average performances.
Right.
And becoming the like, number one player in the competent, ladder.
How disappointing.
I just, yeah. It was quite disappointing, and it basically added to why Adam Hagee just left us. Well, we speculate that it added to why Adam Hagee left the speedrunning scene, because basically his plan backfired, and it basically murdered the scene.
That's sad to hear.
Now, in speedrunning, there is like a wide variety of things. You have UV Max and all that, and Speedrun and Nightmare and all that. And then you have the like whole run of the whole map set, like what Dime was talking about. But there's a lot of things that don't really ever get touched on that I think like there are certain map sets that you would consider very speedrun unfriendly on Ultra Violence, but nobody's ever gonna do a Hurt Me Plenty Max. And do you think that like the unwillingness to do things like, I don't know, cluster speed runs, like this is maps 1 through 11 in X amount of time, or more final, a full, well, I guess Scythe is something that people do in full runs, but like for longer map sets that kind of would get draggy and ridiculous to run in one block, doing them in like segments, which is something I actually brought up because Dime was talking about blind races and things to do for longer map sets. And as well as doing things like Hurt Me Plenty speedruns and whatnot, to where you could really actually get more speedrunning interest for map sets that might not be conducive to the current set of standards.
honestly, I wouldn't be interested in responding via, if I were a speedrunner, to someone who were to put forward a complete speedrun. Not that this exactly answers along the sort of lines you were getting at.
I actually have a theory about this, that you pretty much need a simple, easy megawatt to allow this full episodic speedrun. You basically, nowadays, we're used to, you know, really hard and challenging maps that just strain you just by themselves. Like, you put out a simple level, and this is actually, we can see this in the current playthrough of BTSX, that people just see a simple level and they just feel it's not challenging them enough. But if you, you know, chain a few of these levels, even this simple, and come on, Doom 2 levels are really simple, and if you chain them, then suddenly it becomes much harder. There's much more room for error. And basically, you can't chain something like, let's say, community chest 3 maps, because they're too long, too hard. Every single map is like a challenge by itself. Mm-hmm. So chaining them together pretty much disqualifies a demo.
Mm-hmm. You can pretty much make anything difficult just by speedrunning. Well, that's not true, but you can certainly make it more difficult. And I guess that's having an easy megawatt as a base to start is a good one, but also something that just provides the player with a lot of options. Like, as I was going to say earlier, I wouldn't be, if I were a speedrunner, I wouldn't be really inclined to sort of follow up or answer to someone's speedrun of a large map set unless that map set offered me a lot of opportunity to make different choices or something, which I guess is your complaint of something like Requiem, where it is on rails, and you only have like a difference of about 30 seconds or something that should take ordinarily about 8 to get through.
It's community chest, it's large map sets like this. Mm-hmm. You pretty much need a Scythe, a Doom 2, Plutonia as well, because it just lets you be creative. Mm-hmm. It's just go for a Soul Sphere and then exit, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, in C-Chess, it's all pre-planned.
What I was talking about earlier about skill in Doom, I guess that was a bit of a, if you'll permit my saying this, a bit of a red herring. I wasn't really targeting what I wanted to say, which was that how do we really reinvigorate interest speedrunning in the community? Because it does remain a niche thing. It's definitely not as big as it once was. I'm not even sure if it's necessary. Just hypothesizing here, if we wanted to expand it, how would you go about doing that? Because, I mean, I remember I specified the Competen website specifically because this resurrection sort of sparked a few hoorays, whoop, and then it just subsided and not really cares about it anymore. At least that's how it seems to me. Assuming, of course, that it was big earlier. So, I mean, what would you suggest, if anything, could reinvigorate speedrunning as something interest to the wider community? Or do you think it's just destined to remain a small thing?
I would say the biggest thing you could do is to remove the demo requirement and allow you to be able to stream something like that. That's the only thing that comes to my mind right now. I really like the demo format, but if you want it to be more widespread, I'd say a lot of people doing their runs right now it's just the stream recording.
Right. I guess, that's true. Streaming is a big thing, particularly recently. People might be more willing to watch it.
Right.
And for Doom in particular, there's this important thing that probably would allow more competition is removing the seconds count for speedruns, because Doom speedruns are timed by whole seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's 5 seconds and 3 milliseconds, or 5 seconds and 97 milliseconds, or whatever. It's just 5 seconds on the intermission screen.
Mm.
So speedruns get on a short speedruns on a short maps just get optimized really quickly, and there's nothing more you can do. Even though if there were the tick count was allowed, you would still get some competition because someone could still beat you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you get like 5 seconds versus you got 5.92 seconds, well then there's a lot of room for somebody to try and get closer to 4 seconds. And then,
Take Doom 2 Mef 1, for example. Unbeatable record in Competent is by Thomas Pilger, Panther. It's 5.97. And it's unbeatable. Even though the best times, actual best times, have been around 5.40, I think. With monsters.
So I kind of like Don's stream suggestion, really, because I think there's a lot of room to have speedrunning set up as a sort of an entertainment platform, honestly.
Well, I think Dime's definitely on the right track in bringing modern interest into Doom.
Correct.
Like, the Doom community survives by new blood coming in as the old washes out, and I think that that's definitely where new speedrunners are going to come from, since there doesn't seem to be a lot of speedrunning interest from the, like, new mapping scene that we've seen a surplus of.
Well, truly, I mean, if there's interest in the modern community outside of Doom for something like speedrunning, I mean, can you think of any games, modern games, that really promote speedrunning, or people enjoy speedrunning for? Because, I mean, if you could grab their interest and then get them to then you have people who are immediately interested and are specifically actually come to the community for that reason. I mean, can you think of any games that promote speedrunning?
Not like Doom, like Dime mentioned he ran Super Meat Boy, and that seems like something that's would be very speedrun friendly. I'm assuming that was a lot easier to speedrun than something like StarCraft, right, Dime?
Super Meat Boy is much harder.
What? Obviously, it's much harder, but I mean, in terms of enjoying a speed run, because you can do everything, like you can actually optimize things based on your skill versus this is just going to take X seconds.
Yes, yes. Well, the big thing about SC2 is it's just that's a tough one to explain. It's I think some of the strategies are pretty easy. Like there's about 5 maps that are very difficult and do require optimization, but most of the run is fairly easy for about 13 or 14 of the maps, which is about 3/4.
Oh, okay, so that. But my question is more on modern games that have Doom's level of speedrun ability, like that enjoyment, and not just like, I'm going to run this fast, it's going to be very grindy, and like you said, easy and not requiring optimization.
Sorry. So you're talking about a game that's easy to learn, hard to master type deal?
Yeah, like Doom, basically.
I'm thinking Mirror's Edge is a really good one. Modern games have a lot of cinematics, so they're really frustrating.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I guess the speedrunning for anyone seems to be centered squarely on these sort of more arcadey, indie-oriented games.
There was a multi-segmented Half-Life 2 run released recently. That was pretty impressive, because it exploited a hell lot of the engine. Basically, running backside.
I think it spikes interest in just about anyone when you take something old and then you see it played in a way that's unfamiliar to them.
It's like there's, for example, it turns out you can hop really fast through levels, but only when moving backward. And you can pick up an object, hold it under you, and then keep picking up and jumping off of it over and over again so that you can fly.
Yeah.
This is the best exploit ever.
Also, dropping items on NPCs makes them teleport to their next scripted location. So you can actually, skip cutscenes by just, moving the NPCs faster.
That's wonderful. So I guess since we're actually coming to the hour mark, we're actually past the hour mark, I think I guess the final thing, and that's kind of what Alfonso's bringing up, is Dime, do you think that there is enough draw to Doom that it could see a resurgence from modern speedrunners getting into it?
I would say yes, but it's going to take some work, because since Doom has not had a streaming presence, it's just going to take time, because you need people to see it first to even have the option to watch Doom, and right now it just wasn't really there in the first place.
I think we should probably get some ambassadors from Doomworld to assist in the speedrunning exercise, possibly join an actually speedrunning clan. And try to promote it a little bit more. I'm sure there are many current speedrunners who wouldn't mind doing that. It might not have occurred to them that that's a vantage point they could take.
The slight problem with this is that actually, because we got so segregated, we basically started to, you know, preparing, like prefabricating the speedrunning tricks in a really hard and ridiculous way. So, because most of Doom speedrunning is a grind, like an offline grind. Like, you just sit down to the computer and you just grind it for several hours before you luck out with a perfect run. And a lot of these tricks are so hard that you will just, it won't be a perfect run, but you got the trick and that's enough. No one will beat you because you've got the trick. So streaming this online is basically impossible because you will never get it online. So we, in a lot of megawatts or a lot of levels, we just strayed out of this approachability and we made it basically impossible to run online. So that's why if you stream something, you need to pick carefully. Because a lot of these quads will be just too hard to speed online.
Right, and Dime, I recall you bringing that up, what you just mentioned. But I do think that we have such a diversity of map sets.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
can
think
afford the thing.
And also I think the more like lax streaming setup for speedrunning is more would bring more interest to map sets that don't get speedrun commonly because they lack the tricks. Like that the demo scene wouldn't touch, but maybe the stream scene would be like, well, we're going to try and speedrun this because, you know, it has potential. And the demo scene's like, yeah, but I can't Archvala jump through six windows while backflipping and exit the level in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Backflipping. Despite all of this talk of accessibility, I still do want to see the map set that incorporates all of the tricks. And it's basically inaccessible to anyone who plays it except for those who actually know them, which would basically mean the Megawatt only gets played by two people. But I think that would be fantastic.
Speaking of accessibility, I think something else that was suggested was to remove the requirement to play the original game in DOS, like use Chocolate Doom or something.
Yes.
Computing still requires you to play the game in DOS. In DOS.
Yes.
And nowhere else. But at least these days you have DOSBox.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm assuming, Dime, I believe you're using GLBoom, correct?
No. I use GLBoom if I'm playing Megawatts for fun, but I use Chocolate Doom 1.7 if I'm speedrunning Doom, Doom 2, or Final Doom.
Right.
In my legit speedruns, I guess.
Just play, like, what are you playing for fun at the moment?
For fun, I'm playing Concerned.
Oh.
Doom 2, the way it did it. Epic 2. And
Sweet.
There's one more. We're going to do a Vanguard blind race tomorrow. And then I have about 11 or 12 set up for the next week. So I'm set for about 3 months of blind races.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
It's great to hear all the new material as well. I haven't, I don't know, I was going to comment on Concerned, but I think that's a discussion for another time. Anyway, I think that just about wraps it up for today. I think this has been one of those discussions that could have called for someone from the community to send in their thoughts and have them read out. We've actually yet to have the first for this program, so screw you all. But
everybody wants it for the interviews, not for the open forum discussions.
How dare they? I think it's a travesty, personally. I should send out my Hitman. I don't have any, but if I did, I would. Yeah.
Also, I think Du mentioned something earlier about good tricks and whatnot.
Yeah.
And because in the Quake speedrunning competition over at Speed Demos Archive, there are a few maps in which you can perform a slope jump that to exit the level really fast, really easily, and as a result, in order to like foster competition or something like that, those tricks are completely banned from use on those maps.
That's interesting.
And sometimes when I run across a WAD that has an incredibly easy trick that lets me exit the WAD really easily,
uh-huh.
I record an quote unquote alternate route demo in which I don't use that trick.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty much a smart approach because, well, I'd say that the most exploitable trick in Doom is pressing buttons from either, you know, when people just put switches into the ground, like the switch would come raised from the ground later, but you can still like press it even when it's in the ground.
That's speedrunning 101 tricks there.
Yes, you can.
The basic trick.
And again, this is why some of the older maps are really fun to play because people just weren't aware of these exploits. And so,
But sometimes you can just exit a map like this in 0 seconds, exactly 1 second, something like that.
I think Hacks Map 16, you can beat the level just by turning around and pressing use, and you activate the switch hidden in the floor, and you can beat it in 0 seconds.
Absolutely delicious. As was this episode of Program B. Man, those segues, I have to work on them. Tango TV's Program B, episode 12, discussing speedrunning with Du, the Green Herring Dime, Tarnsman, and me. So thanks for tuning in, and tune in 2 weeks' time. We'll be discussing story in Doom. Lots of potential discussion there. I hope you'll agree. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.